Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson with USA Hockey, and we are joined today by U.S. National Junior Team head coach Mike Hastings, who is joining us from Kamloops, British Columbia, where his team is in the final stages of preparations for the 2019 IIHF World Championships, which kick off on December 26th. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. I know how busy you are, so appreciate giving us a few minutes.
No, my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on, Harry.
Well, so you made the move to Kamloops after several days in Everett, Washington, where you had several days of practice. How's the team looking so far?
You know what? Making progress. Anytime that you have 29 guys getting together, it's going to take a little bit to get on the same page, and so we're knocking a bit of that off every day. We had an inter-squad scrimmage yesterday prior to departing Everett, and so that's given us a little bit more of a book on the group, and went through the night, had a pretty good travel day yesterday. Was really excited about the practice that we had today. I thought the guys really accomplished a lot in a short period of time today after a tough day of travel.
And you still have to get down to 23 players before the tournament begins. How difficult a decision is that going to be?
It's going to be very difficult. We're going through that process now, and it's a daily evaluation. We get together with the tremendous staff that I'm surrounded by, as well as our scouting staff, and we're going about it day by day, and the players are doing their job. They're making it difficult on us, and that's the way it should be. We're supposed to provide the opportunity, and they're supposed to take advantage of that opportunity, and I'm seeing that happen day to day, and hopefully the guys can continue to show themselves best so that we can make really good decisions, but difficult ones come later this week.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, at the summer showcase and at this camp, you know, you bring in a lot of talented players who are competing for a few roster spots. What kind of challenge is there to balance the competition for those spots as well as trying to get an early sense of developing a team chemistry?
Well, as with anything, the greater number, the more difficulty it is to, you know, get to that cohesive group just because of the sheer number of players. And so I think early in that camp, it was a bit more of a, again, going on to the evaluation part of giving the athletes an opportunity to show themselves on what they can do and not provide too much structure so that they're not thinking too much and they're out there playing and instead of thinking. And so that was the first piece. And then we reduced our number up in Kamloops to a little bit more of a manageable number. And that made it a bit easier. And we started talking about what our goals are to be as a group and what our identity is going to be and what our structure is as far as how we want to play. And just like we're continuing that process here now, being back after leaving Everett. And it's a process that as a staff, as a group at USA Hockey, we're trying to trust because it's one that was well thought out. And we're hoping at the end of the day, it does exactly what we want it to do, which is make sure we have the right people comprising this group.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, you mentioned you know creating an identity. Is it too early in the mix, or do you have an idea what type of team you want to be, how what kind of style you imagine you're going to play?
Yeah, we want to be a team. I think one of the strengths that I'm seeing and that we've seen early is we do have up and down our group the ability to skate. And so we want to be a team that's going to utilize that strength. And we want to do what we need to do to make sure whether we have a puck or we don't have a puck, we're playing with pace and trying to take time and space away when we don't have it, create it when we do have it with our speed and with support, and then utilize some of the I'm going to say that the good hockey minds that we have, the hockey sense in the group that we have, and combine those two. So we're trying to get our team up to playing at that pace and understanding we need to do that. It's a lot easier to do when you have it than when you don't. And so we're just trying to provide some direction on how to get to that consistency.
Great, great. Well, Mike, we were talking before a little bit about team chemistry, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about some of the tricks of the trade, so to speak, that maybe you use and have used over the course of your long and illustrious career to develop team chemistry, which I imagine is so vital in a short and intense tournament such as World Juniors.
Yeah, one of the things we discuss is, you know, in our sport, and it's in every locker room out there that I think is successful, is putting the team ahead of yourself. And one of our mottos is just, you know, we before me, you know, we greater than me, and that has to be, we all want to contribute to making sure that we have a successful group and setting the other players up for success. And what I mean by that is, you know, if we have a group of forwards or defensive pair that goes out and is out in their shift, making sure that we're managing the amount of time and not only the amount of time that we're out there, but when we're making our changes, so that we're setting the next group up for some success. And then when you talk about being selfless, there's some qualities there, whether it's blocking shots, getting into hard areas, coming back to our end as hard as we go to their end, and just being a good teammate. And that happens on the rink, and we're asking them to do the same thing off the rink. And when you bring a group together and get them to buy in to the idea that it's all about the group goal, it's so much more enjoyable for everybody that's involved. So those are a few things that we've tried to focus on. And I can tell you, we're fortunate as a staff to have some guys that have been through this before. And we've got some guys that are off to successful seasons where they've come from. And I think they've come from programs that share some of the same mantra that we have as a group here.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, speaking of being here before, I understand, you know, this is not your first World Juniors. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you were on a coaching staff with a couple of pretty legendary coaches who are also characters of the game, Dean Blaze and Lou Vero. What was that like, and what did you kind of take away from that experience?
Well, first of all, I'm indebted to Lou Vero forever for giving me an opportunity as a young junior coach when I was in Omaha to go and be a part of his staff in Halifax, Nova Scotia with the staff that was there with the legendary Jeff Sauer, Ron Ralston, who's a very accomplished coach in USA Hockey. That was my first baptism to the World Junior Tournament as far as being on a staff. And for all those people that have been blessed to meet Lou Vero, the type of person that he is, and the wealth of experience that he brings, not only from his hockey experiences, but just him living life and being where he's from and the type of person that he is, being surrounded by Jeff and him sharing those experiences. And Ron and I at the time were two young coaches getting our feet wet under the USA blanket. It was an experience that I'll never forget, and it helped carve some of my appetite as a coach to continue to try and make this a profession. And then I had an opportunity to work with Dean Blaze at UNO, and I was with Dean when he took off and went and won gold as a head coach. And to have him come back and share that experience, you know, when you have mentors like that that you can look up to and draw from their experiences, hopefully it's prepared myself and some of the guys, like, you know, Scott Sandelin's ran around the block, and he's also worked with Dean Blaze. And so I just feel very fortunate, and we're lucky to have the people that we've had before us, and hopefully we can make sure that we represent USA Hockey in that manner going forward in this tournament.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I do apologize I did know it was Jeff Sauer and not Dean Blaze, and I'm sorry for getting those mixed up, because Jeff Sauer is obviously not only a legendary coach, but also one of the greatest people the sport and the world has ever seen. So I apologize for getting those two mixed up. I just have two more quick questions for you, if I could, Mike. One is, what, you know, obviously you've been in this World Juniors tournament before. What, in your mind, what makes it such a special tournament?
Well, it's the world's best at this, you know, the age group that we're dealing with. And I think it's shown, especially over the last decade, it's a precursor to the next great wave of hockey players in the world, in the National Hockey League at the most elite level. And so when you have an opportunity to coach those young men and see them go out and represent not a university, not a junior team, but their country, and to see them play for colors that represent our nation. And it's just that is special when you're talking about the level of player, the level of athlete, and them being able to wrap themselves around their representative flag. I just think it's special. And when you start talking about what USA Hockey has done over their most recent times, the expectation of success is there every year. And we're going to try and continue USA Hockey on that path at this tournament.
Oh, no question. Well, and then I know you're focused on the players that you have with you and not the players who aren't there. But what does it say about the depth and the quality of the U.S. talent pool when a player like Brady Tkachuk is obviously doing his thing in the NHL, but you still have so many great and talented young players who you have to choose from for this team?
Well, you look at Brady's success, and the window of spending time with Brady for myself was up in Kamloops, and to let's just say I think his best hockey while he was here was when we played Canada, and you know, he's such a competitor, and he brings the right things to the table as far as qualities to be successful at the elite level, and played for a real good coach who's now no longer at BU, but coaching the New York Rangers, and David Quinn. And one thing that David stood very strong on was that Brady Tkachuk's going to be elite. He's going to be a really good pro, and I think he's showing that. I think just the other night he scored his 10th goal. And then you look at some of the guys that we have here, you know, from our standpoint as a staff, it's trying to just get them all going in the same direction because they're coming from different areas. And the amount of ability that we have here is special, and it seems year in and year out, you see the national program producing exceptional players, not only on our stage as far as USA Hockey, but in the world. And the group of 01s that are there, and the group of 99s and 2000s that we're dealing with here, with a couple of unique 01s, they're also in the mix for us. I think it's a great representation of the depth of USA Hockey.
Well, it's also a tribute to the great things that you've done throughout your course of your coaching career and the input that you've had in developing so many talented players. Mike, thanks so much for the time. I know how busy you are. It's probably you're being pulled in a lot of directions, but I appreciate you taking the time and wish you nothing but the best of success at the World Junior Championships.
Thanks for having me, Harry, and all the best to you this holiday season.
All right, and thanks everybody for listening, and well, thanks for joining another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.